Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Brachim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Alef and Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Defayin Rezivuk Hagon, B'Karav Mamesh. Now, at the beginning of the previous Perek, we learned about who is not allowed to do Kabbalah Sadam, catching the blood, and it's obvious that if they're not allowed to do Kabbalah Sadam, they're also not allowed to do Haylacha or Zrika. Now we're going to go back to the first Avodah, which is Shechita, and we're going to learn that actually, even a non-Kayin is allowed to do Shechita. So we're going to be focusing on that now. The Mishnah tells us, Kol Absalom Sheshachtu Shechita San Ksheira. Anyone who's possible to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, if they did the Shechita, that's perfectly fine. Shashchita Ksher Bezarim, Shechita is kosher with non-Koyanim, Benashim, with women, Ubahavadim, with slaves, Ubatmeim, even with people who are Tamei, Afil Bekache Kachim, even if they're Shechting the holiest of Karbonis, such as an Oila, Ubavad Shalei Utmeim Noyim Basar, as long as this Tamei person doesn't touch the meat. And they also can't be so Tamei that they're Metamei the knife, and then the knife is going to be Metamei the meat, but if they're a lower level of Toma, and they're not going to be Metamei the knife, so they could do Shechita as long as they don't touch the Karbon, and there's no problem. Lefikach, therefore, and here's an important nakuda, heim pasim machshava, they'll pasul the karbon if they have an improper thought of, let's say, shalai lishma. Because since they're allowed to be shechting the karbon, that means that if they have an improper thought while they're doing the shechita, it's going to be pasul. However, v'kulin shekiblus hadam chosles mayim v'chosim kaimai, with all of them, all these people are kosher to shechita, who are not kosher to do other avodas, if they did kabbalah sadam, they caught the blood in a vessel, and they had an improper thought of chosles mayim v'chosim kaimai, like we learned about in the previous parak, so that doesn't pasul the karbon, because anyway, they're not allowed to be doing this avoida, so this improper thought they had is of no consequence, and the carbon could still be kosher, and that's what the Mishnah tells us, im yesh dam hanefesh, yachzar kosher vikabel. If there's still dam hanefesh, so a kosher should catch that blood and continue with avoida. Now let's just explain what this means. There's two types of blood that an animal has. There's dam hanefesh, which is the first blood that comes out of the neck after shechita, and the reason why it's called dam hanefesh is because it's the blood that the nefesh of the animal comes out in, and only that first blood is kosher for zrika, and the rest is called dam hatamtzis, which is basically the flow blood, and that's the rest of the blood of the animal that keeps on coming out after the dam hanefesh. That blood is not kosher for zrika. So that's what the Mishnah just told us, that if somebody not kosher did kabbalah sadam, even though he had an improper thought of chutzos mayim chutzim kamei, it doesn't pass to the carbon. As long as there's still dam hanefesh left, somebody who's kosher can come along, do kabbalah, and continue the avoda, and the carbon's not pasul. It's perfectly fine. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, continue to discuss this, and it's handy to have in mind that the kosher way to do kabbalah sadam is with a kayin who's holding a kli shareis, one of the holy kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, in his right hand, catching the first blood that comes from the animal's neck. As we just said, that's called dam hanefesh. So here the Mishnah tells us, kibel ha-kasher v'nasal ha-pasol. Let's say a kasher person caught the blood, and he gave it to somebody who's pasol, who's not allowed to do the avodah of the dam. So yachshel ha-kasher, no problem. He should just give it back to the kasher, and it doesn't pasol anything. Or let's say, kibel b'minoi v'nasal ha-smoiloi. The kohen caught it with the kli, which was in his right hand, and then he put it in his left hand. No problem. Yachshel l'minoi, just put it back into the right hand. Or let's say, kibel b'kli kodesh v'nasal b'kli chayol. He caught it with a holy kli, a kli shareis, and then he put the blood into a kli chayol, one which is not kadesh. No problem. Yachshel kli kadesh, just put it back into a kadesh kli. Now let's say nishbach mina kli al ritzba v'asafai. The blood spilled out of the kli onto the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, and he scooped it back up. He gathered it back into the kli shareis. Kosher. It's perfectly kosher. It's only pasul if the blood fell onto the floor first, directly from the animal's neck, and he scooped it up from there. Then it's not kosher. But if it was first in the kli, then it spilled on the floor, and he scooped it back up, it's fine. We have another set of potential issues. Nisanai al gabe akevesh. Let's say somebody who's pasul took the blood and he put it on the kevesh, which is the ramp in the mizbeach, and it doesn't belong there. Or he put it on the wall of the mizbeach shaloi keneged hayusayid, not where the yusayid is. We had mentioned this earlier in the mesechta. The yusayid is if you're facing the mizbeach on the left-hand side, it's like a base of the mizbeach, and the blood is supposed to be placed keneged hayusayid, and he put it shaloi keneged hayusayid. Or nasan sanitona lamata lamala vasanitona lamala lamata. We know that some blood has to be on the upper half of the mizbeach, some on the lower half of the mizbeach, and this person who's pasul sprinkled it on the wrong spot. Or blood which is supposed to be sprinkled on Zbeach HaPnimi, which is inside the Heichel, he sprinkled on the outside one, or something that was supposed to be put on the outside one, he put on the inside one. So in all these situations, he doesn't pasul the karbon, because since he wasn't allowed to be doing this avoida anyway, him doing it wrong is inconsequential and doesn't pasul it. And therefore, says Mishnah, im yesh dam hanefesh, if there still is dam hanefesh, yachzar hakosher v'yikabel. Somebody who's kosher to do this avoida should go and catch that blood and then do it properly, and then there's no issue with the karbon. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalet, going back to discuss what we were doing in the previous parak with a machshav of chutzlas manu and chutzlam kaimai. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.